Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, joins us now. Ryan, thank you for the time. We are 1 week away from the NFL draft, and I got to tell you, I think on behalf of all of our listeners here in D.C., after months of speculation about the second pick, it cannot come soon enough.
Yeah, man, I'm running on fumes at this point. We've got 7 days to go. It's been fun, and I think next Thursday night's going to be awesome because it'll be a little different than recent drafts because there's going to be so many quarterbacks going, probably in the top five. And, of course, for you guys, it all starts at number two when the Commander's on the clock.
How much trading is there going to be? I mean, the speculation happens every year, Ryan, right? About a team moving up to get a quarterback, and everyone talks about how desperate people are for quarterbacks. And then, you know, you get that draft where Kenny Pickett goes like 19th, and that's it. This one does feel different, though. How much action do you think there's going to be for teams actively moving up?
Right. So it feels like Chicago and Washington are locked in unless something crazy happens. There's been speculation that maybe the Patriots think about trading down. I think if you love a quarterback at three, you take that quarterback at three. And then things really are open for business at four with Arizona, five with the Chargers, and maybe even six with the Giants. I don't think the top two teams aren't looking for quarterbacks. The Giants, it sounds like, are leaning towards rolling with Daniel Jones. And the other thing is when you're the Vikings and you trade back into the first round a few weeks ago to get pick 23 along with pick 11, you're not doing that to take two wide receivers or two offensive tackles. You're doing it to have some ammunition to allow you to move up potentially to four. And that means you have to be happy with whoever the quarterback four is. It looks like it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. So that seems like a done deal. And unfortunately for the teams right behind them, Denver at 12 and Las Vegas at 13, they don't have that extra first-round pick in this draft as a selling point to convince, say, the Arizona Cardinals to trade with them as opposed to the Vikings. So I think it all starts with four. And then I think we're going to see some trade-ups for wide receivers should a couple of those guys slip a pick or two, a Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. And then a team like the Saints could even trade up, and they're not afraid to do this, and they've done it in the past, to go get an offensive tackle. I think someone like an Olafashinu could slip a little bit maybe to pick 9, 10, or 11, and maybe the Saints want to jump up and make sure they get him before another team tries to make that move. And there are going to be plenty of teams that we talk about trading down. I think the Bears at 9, their second first-round pick, could be a prime candidate, maybe even the Jets at 10 if they do, in fact, choose not to take tight end Brock Bowers, which I think not necessarily a mistake, but I feel like they have bigger needs. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers runs that team. I do not. So it's up to him.
Yeah. I read today, and when I say I read, I saw this on social and I'm not quite buying it, but I want to see if you've heard this. So supposedly Jaden Daniels' agent didn't want him to meet with the Vikings and now they're meeting with the Vikings. Is that true?
I haven't heard that, but this is the time of year, Grant, you know this better than I do, as you sort of preface, you can't believe anything you hear.
Right.
I thought it was also strange that Washington brought in all four quarterbacks, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, did you have an issue with that? What did you make of that?
It seems weird to me. I don't know if there's an ulterior motive that perhaps we don't know about. It certainly has not happened as far as I know, and I don't know if you're just trying to make a tea time or what. I'm sort of joking, but it was a strange one for me. But I think that I'd heard similar things about Jaden Daniels and the Patriots. I don't know how much credence I put in that as well in terms of coming off. Maybe that wasn't his top landing spot, but I feel like, look, whether true or not, here's the thing. If you have to go somewhere as a young quarterback, there are worse places than Kevin O'Connell, because what you need is someone who can foster and make you, you know, help you grow into that role. And that's certainly Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan's the obvious one. But even Jared Goff early in his career and Sean McVay, and I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to offer that to whomever ends up going number two. It feels like Jaden Daniels for me. But there are worse landing spots than Minnesota. Just ask Bryce Young how that worked out for him last year.
Ryan Wilson with us here on G&D. So at number two, I think this Washington outfit has been whisper quiet about things. I think all the noise is coming from outside, but nonetheless, the noise does point to Jaden Daniels. What have you made of that from the outside looking in, just in terms of the usual secrets and double talk, as we mentioned, it's the season of agendas and lies. What have you made of Washington's approach this offseason, and how much can we really believe?
So I'll tell you what I've heard so far. I've heard that Jaden Daniels is the guy from one source, and I've heard from another source that there has not been a decision made yet on who number two will be in that building. And that's not necessarily uncommon. You might say, well, it's a week out. How do you not know? Well, it's a week out and they have plenty of time to decide. There's no rush. And it feels like Jaden Daniels will be that guy. And part of me comes down on this side of it. Dan Quinn's a defensive guy. And if you're asking Dan Quinn, who do you not want to face when you're game planning against a quarterback, Jaden Daniels checks a lot of those boxes in terms of being a frustrating quarterback to stop. I've talked to scouts that describe Jaden Daniels this way. He demoralizes defenses, and that's a good thing if you're an offense. If he can't throw down the field to those all-star wide receivers he had at LSU, he would rip off 50-yard runs, and that translates. And, you know, obviously you guys are quite familiar with RG3's career. I think the difference is Jaden's a little thicker. I think he's a little better at protecting himself. And he's a better thrower coming out. And I think if he can continue to protect himself, and that's the big thing, he's going to keep getting better. Yes, he's 23, but that's still young, even by quarterback years. And the jump he made from last year to this year is the same sort of Joe Burrow type jump we were talking about, where he went from day three guy to potentially top three guy. And I think he has the ability, especially under Cliff Kingsbury and with the players that they've added in Washington, to have some success early should he earn the starting job right away.
Do you have Daniels over May?
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, you know, it's funny, Grant, because a lot of things we talk about is like, just let's trust the tape. And if you watch, tell me who played better last year than Jaden Daniels. There's not anyone. And I know that the thing with Drake, and I just talked about age, Drake is only 21.
Well,
he's going
to
get better.
I want to, because a lot of our listeners bring that up, right? But if it was that easy, the draft would be pretty easy. Like, we're not ranking who had a better year in college last year, right? That's not the goal.
No, we're not. That's true. But also, I think it's fair to say that the draft is overcomplicated, not just by media folks like us, but also by people making these decisions in real time. Zach Wilson was the second overall pick, and Trey Lance went third a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trey Lance didn't even play. There was no tape on Trey Lance because it was the COVID year for him, and that season was canceled. But I think what Drake May does translates. I think what Jaden does translates, but we've seen him do it more consistently. And you could argue that Drake didn't have the weapons around him or the offensive line. Those are all fair arguments. And like I said, he's also two and a half years younger. He is going to get better. I think he's a top 10 guy. I wouldn't take him number two. But again, fit matters. If he goes to the right location and has a chance to grow into that role, I think he could be good. But there are decisions he made on tape that leave you wondering what he was looking at. But you could say that about every quarterback. I just think if you're asking me, Jaden is my number two, and then Drake is my number three, and then I have actually have Penix and JJ pretty close together as sort of mid to late first-round picks.
Ryan Wilson, one of my favorite draft experts to talk to this time of year, does his work over at CBS. So assuage a couple of my concerns, because I think sometimes you and I – just knowing and following all your work, see things similarly. But I'm surprised, you know, for me, I'm worried more about Daniels than the other guys. And I would be thrilled with whatever they do. Like draft night, I can't be upset. These are great prospects. But I look at Daniels, whether it's pressure to sack percentage, which is alarming, throwing to the middle of the field, which he wasn't really asked to do. You look at response to pressure, standing deliver, taking a sack, escaping, throwing away, all those things. Like there are so many metrics analytically that really concern me about Jaden Daniels. Why does that not bother you, it seems like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking right now between 15 and 25 yards between the hashes. Jaden Daniels ranked third behind Bo Nix and Caleb Williams. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And when you go through these lists, and we're looking at the same list, I'm sure, as we go through this, because we have similar interests in terms of trying to figure out what's going to happen here. Drake May routinely is near the bottom. Now, so is Michael Penix Jr., and I like Michael Penix Jr. a lot. So, you know, you have to – and part of the issue, and Grant, you guys know this, is that we fall in love with guys and we talk ourselves into why one guy is good and why one guy isn't quite as good. But those are legitimate concerns with Jaden Daniels. And, you know, Caleb Williams has a fumbling issue. And Drake May had to battle the inconsistency. And Michael Penix Jr. has to battle the injury conversations. And he didn't throw over the middle of the field with much consistency either. So those are all things that make this so incredibly difficult. And if we're just being frank, this is so hard to do. And we are, maybe if we're not just guessing, it's close to just guessing because there's so many, as I mentioned, the Zach Wilsons of the world balance out the Joe Burrow picks that you get right. And the Trevor Lawrence is somewhere in between. The Daniel Jones maybe leans toward less good than and more bad. And I think that's what makes it so difficult. I think the other takeaway is when you talk about that, it's why it's very dangerous to want to trade up and have to sell the farm to get a quarterback when you can stay put and have those picks. And while the Vikings are basically going all in should they trade up, it worked out for the Bills and it worked out for the Chiefs, but then there are plenty of stories of guys trading up, you know, Mitch Trubisky, for example, and just not working out. But I think Jaden Daniels' athleticism, I think the growth he's made, I think his ability to throw the ball to all three levels, and he has a big arm. His arm is just a touch behind Drake May from what I saw going to those pro days. But I think he's, in terms of being ready to go, after Caleb Williams, it's him and then Jaden, the guys you can roll out there day one and hopefully have some success with early.
Ryan, you mentioned Michael Penix Jr., so I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here. I love him. I don't love him enough to take him second. I have the same little, you know, the knees, I'm a little bit worried. And the age, I'm less concerned about, honestly, because these guys, if they're good, play till they're 40 anyhow, and you can't touch them in the NFL. So, you know, the age is less of a factor to me. It's mostly the knee injuries. But I feel like he's such a wild card here. We've had folks on that say he's probably not going to the second round. Others going, there's no way he lasts past, you know, 11 or 12, given some of these quarterback-hungry teams. Where's your eval on him? It sounds like you're in lockstep with me, that you like him a lot. Where does he end up going, and where probably should he go?
Danny, it's funny because I talk out of both sides of my mouth with Michael Penix Jr., basically parodying what you just said.
Right.
I think he's a first-round pick all day long. And the funny thing is, you talk to some teams, and they think he's a third-rounder, maybe even a fourth-rounder, and you talk to other teams that think there's no way he gets out of the first round. And I look at it this way. If we're talking about what he did last season and we're leaning on the tape, he was the best deep ball thrower in college football, and he made 40-yard bombs look like handoffs. I thought he threw with anticipation, which translates to the next level. You know, I talked earlier about how he didn't throw the ball well over the field. Does that mean he can't? I don't know, and that's what teams have to figure out. I'm less concerned about the injuries only because he had two solid, healthy years at Washington, and he elevated his game there. And we saw at his pro day that he did have some athleticism. That the same questions we had about C.J. Stroud until the Georgia game. We saw a little bit of that in the Texas semifinal game. And then, obviously, the wheels fell off against Michigan, and I don't know that there's a crime in that. That's a really good Michigan team. But I think middle of the first round makes sense. I think if you're the Raiders or even the Broncos, you think about it there. Maybe he slips, and it might be a Will Levis type situation. I've talked to folks that think that if he gets past the middle of the first round, it could be Will Levis, and we don't see him go until the second. And I get that as well, but I think sometimes we overthink it, and you watch him play, and you're like, okay, yeah, that looks like an NFL quarterback to me. He has a sort of a sidearm Phillip Rivers-esque motion, but he can sling it. He has the biggest hands of the quarterbacks, and he throws lasers. And when he's locked in, it's a lot of fun to watch. Is he a day one starter? Maybe not. But again, I think we ask a lot of these young quarterbacks, but I think he has a chance to be a really good football player. And I would take him in round one all day long.
Ryan Wilson is with us of CBS here on Grant and Danny. One non-quarterback question, believe it or not, that we need to crowbar in here. The Commanders don't have a starting left tackle. And as they get ready to draft a QB at 2, that feels like something of a storyline. I think it's a lock. They trade up and get one, but obviously that's easier said than done. So I guess the way I'll phrase this question is, where would they comfortably have to get to get a guy that they really think they could start week one, protecting the blind side of Daniels, if that's who you think they're going to take, and feel good about that?
Yeah, so right, they pick at 2, then 36 and 40. So they have those two picks in the second round that they can actually move up, probably pretty high in the bottom of the first. Joe Alton, Olafashio are going to be long gone by the middle of the first round. And then Troy Palatanu might be someone you target. He was a left tackle for Michael Penix Jr. And if he should be there in the round, at pick 20, the Steelers sit there. So they're going to be in the position of looking for tackles too. So that could be maybe you try to get to 19, for example. And he's a guy that's going to come in right away. And he is a fantastic athlete, former volleyball player. He plays with a mean streak. He's good against both the run and the pass. So maybe pick 19 if you're thinking about a Troy Faltanu, should he fall there. And then maybe from pick 19 to the bottom of the first round, if you want to move up just a fewer spots, you have a Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma who played opposite Anton Harrison last year. And then you have Jordan Morgan, who actually is a left tackle for Arizona, who's a really good football player, was a year removed from the ACL last season, and he played really well. And usually 2 years out is when you start to see those players return to form. And I think Jordan Morgan has the ability to play left tackle. You can move him inside if you need to. He had some great reps against Leiatu Latu, who's going to be one of the first edge rushers drafted at UCLA. And he feels like a more attainable target between picks 25 and 32, as opposed to trading up to the middle of the first round if you're trying to hit a home run. And that could include, by the way, if you get up to 13, if you leapfrog the Saints, you might have a shot at Olafashinu, which would be, to me, Jaden Daniels and Olafashinu feel like a grand slam, even if you have to give up some picks on the back end.
Ryan, always a pleasure to catch up, buddy. Have fun next week, pal.
Thank you, guys.
That is our pal and a great draft expert, Ryan Wilson.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.